lime, lime salt, of course, limes. And then there's shale, sandy loam.
Good. Is that good soil?
Yes, sandy loam would be very good. It's easy worked. Plow. Chert land.
Yeah, what is chert?
It's a little kind of a gravel-like one. It's not not round gravel. It's kind of a sharp gravel-like.
Mm-hmm. What color is it?
Well, it's gray, kind of a yellow-gray, something like that. Most of yellow. Then there's a clay soil too. Clay soil, and let me see, there's Georgia, what do you call that, red soil of Georgia?
Red clay is all I know what to call it.
Red clay, yeah.
That's the only kind of soil I know is red clay. If you're getting water off the marshes, you say you're doing what?
Draining it.
And what would you dig to drain it?
A canal or a ditch.
Which is bigger?
Well, a ditch, a canal would be larger.
All right. And then do you have a name for a narrow bit of water that flows in and out with the tide?
Yeah, but no, that's... I don't know very much about the ocean part of it.
Okay, that's entirely understandable since you
What would you call it?
There are all kinds of names for this, and I don't really know what they are. Some people say slough or bay or inlet or...
Bay, yeah. Or the bay, or
all right, and that bay is tidal; it flows in and out.
Yeah, inlet, gulf, of course. That's of course that gulf. That'd be the that would not be considered as part of the flow of the.
What's the name of that big gulf down south of Alabama?
Mobile.
The name of the Gulf of
Mexico.
And the whole name is. This is just for pronunciation. Would you just say it?
Gulf of Mexico.
Right, thank you. Then what would you call a deep, narrow valley that's cut by a stream of water in a field or in the woods? It might be 10 feet deep, 10 feet across.
A ditch.
Okay. Okay. How about if it...
A ravine.
How about if it were just a little narrow one that had been cut along a road by a heavy rain?
That'd be a ditch, I might do.
Okay. And what would you call a small flowing body of water, or different names for them?
A stream or a...
Anything smaller than a stream?
Branch.
How about bigger than a stream?
Well, a river or...
Do you use the word creek?
Creek, yes, creek.
How does that fit in terms of its size?
Well, a creek, a branch would be smaller than a creek. I mean, the creek would be a bit larger. And a creek, it'd be larger.
Okay. Can you name some branches or creeks around here?
There's a creek.
Oh, is that your family again?
Yes, ma'am.
Must be nice to have half the county named for your
family. I don't know. There's so many of them right now. There's one of them, it's, it's a bull branch.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a branch. I didn't think about a branch a while ago. Did we mention that?
You said branch. You said it was small.
Yeah. And then there's Wolf Creek.
Mm-hmm.
And,
any rivers?
You know, the Warrior River and runs through here, you mean?
Well, nearby.
Yeah.